Hello, good afternoon. I'm DJ Magic.
And I'm DJ Hexmob.
And we're here with...
Elliot Benson, senior SAS.
Woo! Okay, so Elliot, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So basically, my main hobbies are biking, climbing, and this year I'm doing wrestling.
Really?
Ooh. Yep. Is that new?
It is, yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm going to alternate that between climbing.
Okay.
So, excited.
Period. So, since you do mountain biking, like, can you tell us what exactly is mountain biking?
So, it's a fast-paced sport where you're on a bike and you're just going down mountain. Basically, it's pretty self-explanatory, but there's a lot of people like kind of think that it's like easier than other sports, like say cross country, just because it's like, you know, a bike. It's like you can go faster on it, but the fast-paced, like, kind of element of it just, like, enhances it. And also just you're still, like, putting out the same amount of power. It's just that, like, there's not as much impact, except for whenever you have, like, a really technical course. Because the last, like, race we had, I got shin splints from just, like, how... Yeah, exactly. And, like, it was from soccer season a few years ago, and it just came back because it was just, like... All the rocks were just going, like, being absorbed by my legs.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I know that hurts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so with every sport, there are always rules. So what are the rules to mountain biking?
Basically, there will be a course that we'll have to follow, and you just have to follow the course. I've had some people in the past have gone... the reverse direction sometimes, which I don't know how that happens, or they cross over onto a different trail. But yeah, basically just go forward. Although also you can't, because the race is like, my race as a varsity rider is like an hour and a half usually in length. Mm-hmm. And so you're just like riding constantly and there's no breaks. And so you need like a lot of water, and B, like food sometimes. And so we have like a feed zone that's set up, and that is the only zone just to like limit litter and stuff that you can like dump stuff off and also get stuff. Mm. So like in that one zone, you can get like another bottle, but you have to throw your bottle in that zone. Cause if you don't, then you get a penalty, and that's like 5 minutes and stuff. I know. Oh. Cameron Crawford got one last year for dumping. Yeah. And he like chucked it. Way over, but yeah, he's still pretty mad about that. But
oh my god, has there ever been a time where like say you're biking and you go over something and it like tips your bike over and you just roll off of it?
Oh yeah, I mean I have some. I mean you can't see, but on my forearm especially, I have some scars from this summer that I just went over the side of the. There's like a berm, which is essentially like. Whenever a corner of the trail is built up, so you can just like, you can retain your speed as you're going around the corner, and you kind of go like horizontal to the ground, like parallel. And I was going along it, just chilling, and it was like not built up. And so my front tire just washed out, and I just slid for like 20 feet down the trail, which was really nice. Lots of rocks, and just got it really, really scraped up. And other times, I mean, I'll just go over something and like hit a rock and then just boom, we call it endo because you just go over the end. And it's lovely. Or supermaning because you kind of like.
Superman. Yeah. That's a fun way to put it.
Oh, yeah.
Is there like, do you have like a favorite part of mountain biking?
I don't know. I mean, of course, I'm unusual because I like the like race side and like cross country, like where it's not as much focused on technique and more so on just like racing and just like I mean cross country is like there's still uphills and downhills and technical features, but it's more so just like your endurance and stuff. And so I'd say that like that aspect I like, but also just during practices, like the whole like team setting is just so chill. It's kind of like my other hobby, like climbing, how it's just like you're all just out biking and just joking and laughing, and it's great. I don't know.
Okay, let's see, if there was one rule you could change about mountain biking, what would you change?
I would say, I mean, some of the I mean, in the so the league that I'm in, NYCA, has a lot of rules, like I said, with like the feed zone, and so like in other, it goes along with different leagues, but our league in particular, what I would change is just all of the penalties that you can get from different things. So like you have to have your race tag on in a race like weekend, and that like has your number, and so people can like identify you. It's kind of like a license plate. Mm-hmm. And so if they see you do something, they know who it is, then you will get like a penalty from that. And so like if you do as like anything from like wheeling or like just doing fun things, honestly, around the race weekend, it just like you can get tons of penalties, and it's just, I don't know, it's kind of annoying. And just like, because I mean, we're kids, we're just trying to have fun, and then they just like, yeah.
Okay, like, so since it's your senior year and you've I'm gonna graduate soon, so are you gonna keep doing mountain biking in like college, or what's the plan?
Yeah, so I mean, I primarily, like I said before, I do cross country because it's like endurance and stuff and strength. And so from I actually road bike more, but they don't offer that here. And so I'll definitely keep road biking and probably mountain biking as well, because I do like, I've gotten more into the technical side of things through the mountain biking team here at SAS. And so I mean, it depends on where I go, but, and just like what trails are offered in the area, but I definitely want to keep and continue biking.
Okay. Yeah. I think that'd be great. Mm-hmm. I could just picture you biking during college and just looking at all that.
Yeah.
So moving on to climbing, because I know you do climbing. What's, mm-hmm. like, how long have you been climbing for?
So I remember I climbed before SAS, and my dad has climbed for a while, but I started my freshman year, I'm pretty sure, and that was with Somerville. Pretty sure. And it was during COVID, so we were all split up, and we just like, it was an odd time, but it was great and lovely, and it really just got me into it and the whole community around it. And then I think the next year was when I was in Mr. Short's group for the first time, and that was just like, I don't know, something about just like having everyone just like, you'd have some music on in the corner, and then everyone like, there's, I mean, you have one face usually, and so you can have like maybe three people on the rock at a time, but other than that, everyone else is pretty much just chilling and just like hanging out and talking and joking. And then there's also just the like level of like encouragement that goes on at like just at any climbing event, or even just like practice, or you just like go out with like your friends. It just, I don't know, it brings out like the best in people, I'd say, because like it doesn't matter like if someone's like crushing like V9s, which is like a really hard boulder, or like they just started and they're like struggling on this like small, really small boulder, but everyone is just so like supportive and just like cheers everyone on. It's just great community.
So, that's good.
Yeah.
So I know there are like different styles of climbing. What's like your favorite?
Yeah. So here at SAS, we boulder primarily, and the types of rocks that we have here, there's slab, which is like basically just a vertical straight up and down wall, and it has like, it, you primarily use like your feet, and it's more like technique rather than pure strength, because it's like slabs, usually the harder a slab is, the like, just, it's just flat, like there's nothing to like grab, because it's not overhung, so it's not like gravity is working against you, it's just that like the holds are just awful, and then you're just like smearing, which is basically putting your climbing shoe just on a flat surface and just using friction, not using like a hold or anything, just like friction to just like keep your foot on the wall. And it's fun. I prefer overhung stuff just because that's what I'm better at, but I do want to get better at slab climbing. I also, one thing, the like grade of a rock wall, which is essentially like if it's overhung, you know, it could be like 45 degrees, which is pretty sharp, or it could be like even a roof, which is where it's like completely horizontal and you're like upside down almost, and you're like, yeah, your back is like parallel to the ground, which is kind of freaky. But there's that's like completely scary. Opposites from like that. Vertical to horizontal. But there's also the different like types of holds, which are there's so many. There's like there's jugs, which are like just huge holds that like those are the best. Like anyone who climbs, you know, that's what you really want. You want a jug. But then of course the harder holds like crimps, which are just like practically nothing. Like you're just using the tips of your finger and you're just like there's barely any rock to grab. And those, yeah, it's a lot of finger strength, but it's fun. And then there are things like pinches and slopers are just, I mean, all of the holds are pretty self-explanatory. Like slopers, they're just like a sloping feature. Like it could be like a round part of the rock and you just have to like palm it like a basketball and then just use the friction. Like you're not actually grabbing anything, you're just like applying pressure so that the friction keeps you on the wall. And it's really freaky sometimes because like hands start to sweat and it starts to slip and it's just ugh. And then pinches are, yeah, just like pinching the rock. And like it's I'm not good at pinches either, but I'd say better at crimps and like overhung stuff because that's like more power and less technique. But yeah, so I want to get better at like all of it. And it's regardless of like the type of rock and stuff, it's all fun. Yeah,
I would slip. Yeah, like my hands get so sweaty, I would slip.
I'm so jealous of everyone else who like does not have sweaty hands, because like even in mountain biking, like I'm going back, but I like have to wear gloves because I just, if I don't, like my hands will get like so sweaty and they'll just like slip off my bars and I'll just like endo or something. And so, and also with climbing, like, yeah, I mean, there's chalk, which is basically, yeah, another enhancement, just like gloves are. But like even with chalk, like that only lasts for so long. And so for longer problems and like problems or like routes with like rope where you're like going for a long way and it's more endurance, you have to really, like, you bring your chalk back up there and you have to re-chalk also, or at least I do. Mm-hmm. I have to. Other people, they just like, they don't even use chalk, they're fine, their hands don't sweat, they're not like slipping off. Yeah, it's a struggle.
Oh my god, that's mm-hmm. crazy. Have you ever free climbed before?
Like free solo?
Yeah.
I mean, bouldering is, there is, I mean, yes, you're not on a rope, but there's a crash pad and it's like not, there's, it's not that high of a risk level. There is, it is definitely, even though like rope climbing is usually higher, it's like the safest type of climbing, and bouldering is still, there's still some risk in it because you could like twist your ankle and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've done some high balls, which are basically just really tall boulders where like, I mean, the first few feet are like low risk, and then you start to get into like, no, there are also no fall zones in climbing, which for like bouldering, that's of course just like a certain height where like you could hit the ground. But for rope climbing, there are still no fall zones. And especially, so the different, there's like top rope and lead, which are two of the types. And top rope is like you have the rope fixed above you and you're climbing up to the rope. And then lead is where you have it, it's not above you until you like you like use a carabiner and like you put it onto the rock and you clip it in as you go up. And so as you can imagine, like there are moments when it is like at you, but then you start to go above the last carabiner that you clipped in. And so that means if you go above it by like 5 feet, whenever you fall, you're not just going to fall 5 feet, you're going to fall 10, because you go to that carabiner and then you go past it. And so there are things called decks, which is where you, and like decking out, where you hit, like say there's a ledge on the cliff and you're going up, you go past it and then you clip in, then you fall, you could hit that deck. And yeah, so that's no fall zone. And it's just I've never free soloed like tall things because I'm not Alex Honnold. I don't want to risk that. I mean he's out there doing that stuff and good for him, but yeah, that's not for me. But there still is some risk, but I mean for the most part it's safe, and if you know what you're doing, if you have people around you who know what they're doing, it's chill.
I would hope you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Thank you, Elliot, for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
We enjoyed having you here.
Thank you.